All subject matter of the preceding podcast is entirely alleged and not admissible in a court of law. A recklessly minimal effort has been taken to change the names and details of any guilty parties. And just in case you rat bastards get any ideas, the hosts of this podcast are notorious and well-documented liars with no legally admissible credibility. This is Mama C, and you're listening to Notes from the Pen podcast. Welcome to prison, bitch.
Whoa,
Oh, language.
I have to talk to her about it.
And greetings from the prison industrial complex. You're listening to the Notes from the Pen podcast, and I am the captain of your wayward vessel, this ghost ship. I'm Freddie Schnertz, El Capitan. And of course, in the boat wake with me, in the whitewash, I have your favorite convict and mine, Chino. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, how's it going? Seems like it's been a while since we've done one of these. Not including the fact that we just literally just did one. But it does feel like, you know, sometimes we'll get in a rhythm where we're doing a boom, 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 back to back to back. And then sometimes we'll have a stretch or two where here and there we'll go for a while. So it's good to be back. It's good to be here.
Yeah, and that was just a little prequel. It only took it wasn't a full show by any means. A call and a half, 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, this is where I'm not supposed to be drinking beer, and I'm supposed to be telling everybody, hey, we have a great show planned today. We don't really know exactly which way the ship is going today, but we've got some news and announcements. We have some more viewer messages, some audio to play. I have a listener question from Mitch, our friend, and there's something else you wanted to touch on, wasn't there, Bobby?
Yeah, I don't know if that's a setup or a genuine, I can't remember, question. There was a couple things I wanted to touch on, mainly little kids. No, what if that's how just it started? Speaking of the subject, I'm tired of these child molesters getting a bad rap. No, but that actually, I didn't mean that to go that way. That actually was something we were kind of, let me explain. We weren't really talking about that. But we were talking about the nature versus nurture aspect of people, and especially in prison, the resulting crimes and whatnot. Now, before we get to that, though, we've got some updates, as you said, and Mama C has managed to endeavor to do a little side hustle and get some shirts made, some NFTP gear. And I know you guys are probably tired of hearing about it. It's been going on forever. We had to switch vendors or the company that was making them. We had to switch, and we're working out the logistics. You know, old Stanhope's guy, Shaley, and his old lady are currently probably right this very moment helping Mama C with the shipping and trying to find the cheapest way to do all that stuff. But she should pick her shirts up today, and by the time this one's coming out, sees the light of day, we should, you guys should already be able to find them and maybe even have one on the way. So I'm excited about that. And in a way that I didn't really think I would be for her and the brand, if you will. Thoughts?
Yeah, I didn't have a whole lot to do with them. I did help out with the color. But then when I think deep about it, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm the one that decided we weren't going to go with the double cotton style Husky tee. And this could be completely the Floridian in me. Like, those heavier t-shirts, I don't own one. Like, get them the fuck. I don't want anything to do with them. If you live up north, or if you're in Europe, or if, you know, it may be more comfortable in colder zones. So I did have something to do with trying to make them kind of like a lightweight t-shirt, something that, I don't know, that you would feel comfortable to wear to sleep or to work out in, or, so if that comes back to bite us in the ass and the quality sucks, that's probably on Freddie.
Well, I think, I don't even know where we ended up landing now that they got switched to, we had to switch to a different thing, so I guess that'll be a...
Oh, if they come back, double cotton tee, I'm going to wipe my ass with it and mail it back.
Well, hold on. Just in case they do, those are also very great for the people in the Midwest to keep you warm. I actually have both of those types of shirts when they issue state shirts, and I sleep in the. I have the one blue state shirt that you get from Level 5 that's just been washed so many times. It's like you can hold it up to the light and it's see through.
I love those. Those are my favorite shirts.
But I can't when I'm like going out to the yard and stuff. Unless it's the summertime, it's not. It's basically not a shirt at all. So I got to grab one of the actual crispy t-shirts that hangs a little heavier and drop that on. I don't know how much we talked about it, but she's doing the MDLC colors, dark blue with orange print, the handcuff plus microphone equation under the NFTP logo. And, stoked about it. It'd be cool for her to send pictures. And this is what we want to do. I wrote a little intro thing. The Swarthy one sponsored the stickers, so people are going to get, four or five stickers in each one. And in it, I ask, and I can go ahead and ask now, for anyone who gets some of the gear, I would love to, we'll figure out where they're going to, take pictures wearing NFTP gear and either just a novel setting, poses, whatever it is. And I think that'd be cool. And we'll put them up on Instagram or Twitter or the website.
I'm not telling anybody that they should do this. But if you wanted to be creative and you had an NFTP sticker and it ended up, on like a certain type of car, that might have sirens or it might not. and then you snapped a pic, you would race to the top of our favorites. That would be strong.
Jesus.
I'm not saying do this. I'm just saying it would be creative if someone did. That's it. I'm not encouraging or discouraging. I'm just saying.
I'm not even touching it. Now who's the pussy? It is me. so I don't know. This is just another level of interaction with this little circle of degenerates we got here going and excited about it. So yeah, so look forward to that. It's actually, bar any natural disaster like a global-wide pandemic or, engine plane parts falling out of the sky, we should be good because those things have never happened today for that. And another thing, well, let's go ahead and talk about this. You said we've mentioned it on something that we've published before, an idea where that stemmed from. Brilliant. As soon as you told me about it, I was like, brilliant. The idea that this show's progressed so much as far as the intro, the sound quality, the format, all that stuff, that there's a little insecurity that the captain pointed out, which then became my insecurity, or just, in the back of your head, that when someone starts, a lot of people start at the very first episode, and as a way to say, like, oh, I hope they stick around for the upward swing, the progression, it'd be nice to have a little, like, greatest hits type sample that goes through the trajectory, hits the milestones, and we can figure out, if we can figure it out, how to place it at the beginning so it starts out, it's basically a stay tuned thing. Well, we figured that out now, and I think we should get that done at some point soon, upcoming. It's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take editing and all this stuff. But I thought it'd be a good idea to have the usual suspects, the pebbles who are interactive, who are always out there, and even anyone who hasn't reached out yet that wants to. If you want to go back and find an episode in a certain segment or bit, one or two that is one of your favorite ones or thought highlighted the first time we met Joe, or the first, you brought up a good one about when the mixer got delivered, and you'd have to include the episode number and then a little quote reference to the timestamp where it was in your favorite episode, or you thought something that was should be in there. That'd be cool to reach out on Twitter or to the captain, and the editing process will be helped along. You will all be producers in this one. You guys get to give us perspective that we might be blind to because we're so close to it.
There's some things that stand out to me, but when I go back and listen to episodes to search for stuff, I'm like, oh shit, yeah, but where do I cut it off? Oh, do I? I mean, it's kind of hard, and it's also, like, oh, I'm trying to make potential, listeners keep listening. So, I would like to showcase, how we came up with the term viewers, and and fuck around Joe being a complete dum-dums thinking that people view podcasts. Or, like you said, the mixer. Or, you know what, pulling something out of episode 51 where I'm tripping on the chocolate bar and we're talking. You know, probably not the beginning. Remember, we played that in chronologically backwards order. So, like, probably something from the very end where I'm afraid of the cat and the cat's looking at me, but for whatever reason, I can't stop giggling. And then you're clowning the whole time. And I don't know, stuff like that. But there's so much, there's got to be like seminal moments that people are like, oh, that's a good one. Oh, that made me laugh. Or, oh, that's scary as shit. Oh, I can't believe Bobby has to go through that. You know,
I was crying one of the 1,500 times I've cried. On episode,
I should put those on the board. That should be a drop. Every time you say something that I find,
but the idea that the viewers were going to probably have a perspective about it—that we go, "Oh shit, I forgot all about that." Yeah, okay. You know, exactly. It'd be great for it, cousin Greg, get on it. The rest of you guys, Zoop, Parker,
AB,
Ashley Bell, Diane, DB. Our Irish friend, the Gerbs. Yeah, so not Mitch. Mitch, you stay the fuck out of it. If you know it's good for you, stay the fuck out of it.
Mitch had a good question the other day that he sent to Mama C, and she sent it to me. And off the top of my head, Freddie doesn't get as many questions because people can just reach out to me on Twitter and, you know, ask and I answer. But he wanted to know what type of blunt wraps I like to use. And I think he couched it as, do you use Phillies or Swishers or something to that effect? And, I'm going to just be completely honest here, warts and all. I don't smoke a lot of blunts. Usually I'm just take my little hash pipe and take a few tokes off of it. But a lot of times if I get a big batch of some funky weed, I'll be like, oh, shit, let's roll a blunt. And I typically like, they don't have them at my normal beer store anymore. But, Bobby, you're aware that you don't just have to tear apart a cigar anymore to roll a blunt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, so they'll just sell straight blunt wraps and you don't have to get rid of the blunt guts.
Yeah, they were out there when I was out there.
Yeah, they should have been, yeah.
Our buddy Patty was, like, real big into it. I would still usually, like, get the Garcia bag if I wanted to be fancy and take the actual leaf off, split it, and roll, or just, you know, a White Owl or Philly. I kind of got away from blunts, and it doesn't surprise me that you're not a really a blunt smoker. Usually as you get older, you kind of dip away from that. Like, let's do that fucking, I'm going to smoke 15 grams all at once. And first of all, that's first of all. Second of all, smoking blunts is kind of like a social thing, and we all know the cats.
I smoke when I'm playing disc golf. There's a couple.
Yeah.
Of guys. There's one dude in particular that always has blunts, and I don't like being a mooch, and I don't want to smoke all his shit all the time. So like, before he gets there, I'll start breaking it up, and I'm like, okay, yeah, oh shit, he's pulled in early. Oh, he's already here. And then he'll come over and he'll be like, what are you doing? You don't need to do all that. Watch this. Splits the blunt, the like a cigar, like a regular cigar. I think he does grape White Owls. Splits it with his thumbs, ding, 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 throws out the blunt guts, and then just loads in buds.
You have 1 minute remaining.
I'm like, what are you doing? That's never going to smoke.
Hey, I'm sorry. He cut off. Loads in what?
Loads in like nuggets. Like just flour.
Without it being broken up.
Right. I mean, he breaks it up a tiny bit, but not at all. Like, one tenth of the time it would take me to do that. And then he rolls a perfect baseball bat, and it burns forever, and it's real communal. We can pass it around and do the COVID challenge.
Oh man, I love it.
Yeah. So that works out good. But if I were to pick a favorite when I do go to the beer store, and they do have my brand, Zigzag now makes them, and they have a flavor called Dragonberry. And I don't know, for the 420 crowd, that's where the captain's at.
There's been so many technological advances in the THC realm. When I was out there, the closest we came to vaporizers, and we were kind of new. I mean, we were like one of the only people doing it. Was like the little gun jukebox
This call is from a correction facility and is subject to monitoring and recording. Thank you for using GTL.
Yeah, so we'd have those little guns that you would shrink wrap plastic stuff. I guess that's what they were designed for. And it'd fit over the bowl, and it'd be plugged in, and you'd go, wee, and you'd hit it. And there wouldn't be any smoke, but it'd make you cough a bunch. And then the little nugs in the bowl would still have a little green tint to them, but they were kind of like ash. And we thought we were at the cutting edge.
Wait a minute. You're skipping over our old school vaporizers. And I know there's somebody out there that's done this, and Chino and I have done this quite a few times. And it didn't always involve cutting the bottom off of a 2-liter, not for an aqua lung, knifeys.
Oh my God. You're one of the 10 people who've read the book I wrote, The Clinic. That's basically a Florida lifestyle. It's surrounding like a methadone clinic and all kinds of shenanigans happen. But there's tons of little homages to our old school lifestyle. I don't know if you remember that. There's a scene where Danny's looking for little roaches so he can roll something to smoke, and he's searching on top of cabinets, and he goes in the kitchen, and there's nothing there, but there's like the burnt butter knife. You want to go ahead and explain that? Was that a Florida thing?
I don't know many
people that used to do that.
I don't know. It's kind of juvenile, so I don't think as an adult you really talk about it or see it. But you warm up 2 butter knives until they're like glowing red hot on the coils of the range. And it's nice to have the bottom cut off of a 2-liter. So you got a Mountain Dew 2-liter, and you cut the bottom off. Of course, there's no liquid in it. And that is your, let's just put it this way, your sucking device. So you can fill that up and then take a big inhale and get all your smoke. But it works a little different because you're not putting flame to any of your high dollar. The word in Florida used to be crypto.
But, crippy.
But obviously, you guys call it all sorts of, you know, hydro or I don't know, whatever. You know what I mean. Back when, I don't know.
The good stuff.
Yeah, but you know what's weird is, nowadays, if you wanted to find like regular commercial brick weed, I don't even know where the hell I'd look. Like, isn't that bizarre?
Listen, I got locked up in 2013, towards the end of 2013, and that shit was still around. Though Monica's favorite, I won't say favorite, but that was her go-to, was some like Mexican brick that she had always had a plug on, and she'd keep that in there just for rollies, and then. You know, when it was nice, I'd buy the nicer stuff. But that shit's still around. But probably, I mean, that was what, 7-8 years ago. Probably gotten more scarce since then. But
also, the older you get, the less plugged you in you are to that certain cultures. And you know, when you know, so that could certainly have something to do with it.
But
so,
this is just for anyone wondering, real quick. Oh no, go ahead. I'm sorry, I'm cutting you.
Yeah, I just wanted to finish real quick. So you take the 2 red knives that are super hot, balls hot.
Well,
yeah, and you touch the little nugget to one, it sticks right away to it, and then you press the other hot metal to the other one, and it causes causes a smoke. You know, there's a stream of smoke that comes up, so you fill up the 2-liter, then you take a exhale, and then you know, big inhale, and you hit the 2-liter, and you get a knifey hit, which I don't know if that burns different or if something happens, but it does seem like we always thought we got more high when we did that. It's probably all psychosomatic or something, you know, like probably
you know,
didn't happen.
My thought process was the whole thing. This is when we mainly did them, when you only had so much weed, when you didn't have enough to roll a blunt or something, you know what I mean? Or not even enough to fully fill a bowl out. What you would do is you would take them and roll little pebbles, and you'd have them lined up along the, little boogers. You'd have them lined up along, you know, the kitchen counter there or on the stove. And, you know, you could take what would normally be like one hit for one person and give everyone a knifey or 2 knifeys. And it'd be enough to get a little stone and watch a movie. And so that's when we used it. It was mainly to do that. And you remember, like, the technique? Like, there was a technique to it. Because you tap the one, right, and then it makes it stick to the top knife. And then if you don't put it together right, it only gets half, and then the knife slips, and then it's going to be hectic. This is what I used to do. I used to tap it, it would stick. I would lean the top knife at like a 45-degree angle so it could make contact with the bottom knife without touching the nug to it. And then once it was in the right place, I'd lay it all the way down, and then the smoke comes up. And yeah, I forgot all about that. But there's a little reference to that in the story. And yeah, it's the old school way of vaping. And it is a way to get to burn that shit up without getting any tobacco or paper or butane or match sulfur or anything out of it. So it would, you could taste the weed better.
Yeah, that's funny. And now we have vapes everywhere, like it ain't nothing.
Goddamn fancy kids out there with your electronic devices and magic, fancy, futuristic smoke techniques.
It's
back in
everybody.
My day, we used to burn our faces with butter knives, and everyone had their own pair of burnt butter knives.
Do you remember that there was like? Oftentimes, somebody that was the best at administering it, and oftentimes that was the guy that had the little bit, the shortage of weed, and he's like, you know, and everybody trusted him to quarterback the knives. Like, no, I don't want to fuck it up. You do it, bro. You're good at it.
That was me. I was that guy.
I remember you, my brother, one or two more from our upbringing. So do you want to get into some, I don't have it on the board. I think we have some viewer audio messages. Evidently, somebody didn't tell Ladies Wear that he's, Ladies Wear is just being Ladies Wear, so he's doing his thing. Maybe I'm not.
Yeah, did we ever talk on here? I know me and you have talked about how we were going to do this segment called Filling in the Blanks with Ladies Wear, where he has this great memory and he talks about, he reminds me of shit that I just have lost the time and holes in my brain and drug use, whatever. And we did a really great version of this where I intro it off the top, real naturally comes off of this one story, and I'm just like the viewer, I'm like, oh, and then what did I do? And then what happened? And then who would it, you know, didn't record it. Didn't at the end, it was like, oh, it wasn't recorded.
All right, let's
so we do another. We do another, fuck him. We do another version, right? And then I don't want to do it because it's like, man, I don't like, you, the viewers know when me and you do something weird. Like, no, we don't want to ever imitate it because it comes up. We do another one. It lands about, 70%. But it's done. It's good. It's the intro. Now we can start doing it. Didn't record that one either. And then I guess we did a third one at some point. But by this time, I'm like, fuck you. This is, we're never going to do this. So just, and the last time I called you when you guys were doing a Zoom thing. And you had to tell me, like, hey, all right, take it easy on him. Kind of shitting on him the whole time. Because, we revert right back to our social dynamic when I was younger. And, that guy kind of made me laugh. That you're like, all right, well, leave him alone. I'm a fuck him. He's being dumb.
Yeah, picking on him for shit that he doesn't claim to be good at. But what he is good at, and you're clowning him for being dumb, that guy was every bit the junkie you ever were, and both you two were, if there's junkie medals of honor, you guys were on the podium, and I was, I'm only finishing.
You weren't near our level, but even him, he really outshined me. And this isn't to shit on him. This is to say, like, how hard he's, like let's not negate the depth he's on. Like, he was homeless. You know what I mean?
Oh, and
I
don't know. Eating out of dumpsters.
Cat food, and he said it enough times. I think he's serious that he was really eating cat food. You know,
I believe it.
You know, for years, he was homeless. And this happened afterwards. You know what I mean? I went down real fast, but then I remember this well. I mean, my whole thing was I would, like, use a bunch. But then I was involved in some sort of opioid maintenance for most of my time. You know what I mean? I was on going to the clinic, or I think he actually like was living that life out there for a while. But go ahead. I think you were going to send him a compliment.
Well, I wasn't going to compliment him as much as I was going to trash you. He, as you admit, was a bigger junkie than all of us, and homeless and eating cat food and searching through dumpsters and getting in trouble and shit because he's not allowed to be in the dumpster for the ninth time behind Luigi's or whatever the fuck. And you'll tell a story, and it'll go on the podcast, and it won't be, like, something major, but, like, you were telling a story about like trails and this one guy going across the hallway. And then you talk to Ladieswear and he's like, he wasn't in a fucking hallway. He was in a street. And what Bobby forgot was, bop, 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 bop. And you won't believe this. Holy shit, bop, bop, bop. And then, you know, I'm belly laughing like, how the fuck did Bobby forget that? That would have made the story so much better. And he's like, yeah, I don't know how he doesn't remember that type of shit. And then I'm kind of like, I don't know how he remembers it, though. Like,
oh, man.
Whoa.
It's to the point where he remembers old nicknames and not just big things. He'll remember big things. As great as he is at remembering stuff, is how extraordinary his detail is. I'm equally as sad in the opposite direction. Like, I forget large. He's like, you remember when you got into the fight, the guy was talking shit to the waitress at Denny's, and he said no one's going to do it, and then you guys got into a fight, and then the cop, and I'm like, no, I don't. And then as he's telling, I go, oh, yeah, I think that was Palm Bay Road. Dave was there. He's like, yeah, how do you not? And I'm like, yeah, I think I do remember that. And so that kind of led us to both me and him want to, like, that'd be a cool little segment, kind of to make fun of how fried my brain is, but how intact his is, which kind of disproves the theory that, oh, you use a bunch of drugs, your brain don't work, because he can recall the smallest little details, and it's fascinating.
Yeah, I like
to think.
I can remember stuff because it sticks to the resin.
All right. So let's go. The Ladies' Wear's got a couple of...
Yeah, but forgive me. I don't know that if I'm on the right soundboard.
There we go. Idiot. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. That sounded like crickets. What about this
one? Hello. This is Ladies' Wear. This goes out to the 15-pack and captain and...
Oh, I thought we did that one. Oh, Jesus.
Hey, this is Mitch. I'm just calling to shed some light on my question. I thought it was a very valid question because you live in Florida. I didn't think you guys drove trucks there with wheels. I assumed you were in motorized grocery carts, drinking beer. Can you respond quickly to this for me, please?
Wow, finally get to hear what Mitch's voice sounds like.
Okay, I'm quite like certain that was Ladies' Wear trying to bag it on Mitch. I don't have any proof, but I'm...
come on. In my mind, that's exactly what Mitch sounds like. And it's, come on, that was Mitch.
I don't want to do... Let me do... Is this...
Hello, this is Late...
We just did that one.
Sick of him already. Just sick of his voice already.
Yeah, I don't...
You can tell someone's redheaded by their voice.
All right, already. Whose cock do I got to suck to get some airtime here? I know I don't have a cool accent, and I'm just a stupid American, but come on, please. I've sent in some real gems already and sat through hours of drab. Results to date? Shit. I like boats. I can wakeboard. Fuck. In all seriousness, keep it up, boys. Killer show, great info, and as always, good laughs. Now the plug, in hopes the captain is too lazy or drunk to record his own, thus having to play mine. Notes from the pen, straight from the heart of the downtrodden, oppressed, and exploited human nation. Check them out on all media platforms. Order your t-shirt, Twitter, Spotify, Facebook, and so on. Call your local representatives and support prison reform.
Better.
Love you, boys. Catch you on the flip side. Ladies' Wear.
I love them. I love them. He pulls it out at the end. I'm sick of him. Don't need to talk to him for another 6 months now, though. I've heard enough.
Don't you think I should clip the very end where he starts off in like he's doing, I guess, a Southern accent or something, and then he's like, you know, gets back.
You have 1 minute remaining.
And then goes straight into who was it? Rocco the Funny Man from Boondock Saints. Catch you on the flip side.
Yeah, that is who that is.
How do you have three different personalities in one tiny drop?
Oh, man. Old Ladies' Wear. Cat food eating, fucking Fancy Feast. See, that's what he should have been promoting, Fancy Feast. Fancy Feast and Purina.
Yeah, when he says wet cat food, you and I have a disagree. You think wet, and I don't know if you can stomach wet cat food. Is that possible?
Oh, I assume wet. But it seems like it'd be more expensive than, like, a can of tuna, even. So, like, at that point, like, why? Maybe he can do a 60-second drop explaining what his preferred brand was and if it was letter dry.
Yeah, like did you pour kibble in milk, like cereal, or did you just like flop out the can of
Thank you for using GTL.
Hey!
Yo!
You're going to have to reset. We were talking. I don't remember exactly.
Oh, you need to reset? We were making fun of ladies' wear and his different messages. Although, yeah. We love the participation. Keep it up, ladies' wear. Thank you much. And I did find on the board, I do have one more, but let's not make it too much about him. And I should just warn you, Bobby, that at some point I may need to roll the window down. We were talking about smoking and...
Oh.
Yeah, it kind of made
damn it, I'm so jealous.
So I have another one. I think this next one comes from Ghost Gerbil. It's difficult to tell.
Chep, chep, cheerio. Good morning, top of the morning to you, Bobby. Got a question for you. As far as music, what kind of band or type of music do you prefer most? And beyond the Constantine wire... we wish you all the best. God bless.
And God save the Queen.
God save the Queen.
I hate this fucking question. I get asked this maybe more than, like, this is top three questions I get asked about Bobby. And it's, you know,
wish someone would have asked this already because it goes back to the narcissist.
That's exactly why I don't like it, because it's going to do nothing but let him flex and exercise his narcissistic trait, because he's going to think that whatever type of music he listens to, which we all think of our own music is, you know, personal, so it must be important to us, therefore it must be important, which I kind of stand on the side of, yeah, that's hogwash. Everybody thinks that. Everybody thinks their music is... somehow.
Oh, all right.
Better.
First of all, that's not even okay. So I think you might be wrong about the reason I would want to talk about it. I would want to talk about it because I wouldn't want to be painted in a pigeonholed into like, oh, he listens to hip hop or he listens to, you know what I mean?
So do okay. So the, real quick, one of the I've been Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Wait. I got one more. These are like genuine people are like, I picture him listening to the B-52s. I'm not.
Okay.
Lying.
Yeah, I could. Okay.
And I'm
just. Wow, that is mind, interesting to I'm see like, what people would guess.
Right. In my mind, I'm like, well, I don't think Bobby would hate Tom Petty or hate the B-52s, but.
I love Tom Petty. Yeah, great hits. Shitty drummer, but good. It's just hits. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
B-52s. B-52 is a little indie, like edgy, weirdo type shit. I think there's some people, a few that I really like too. Doug's one of them, and I think you're kind of one of them. Now, maybe not as extreme as Doug. Doug doesn't really like music, which is nuts to me. Like, and not to be like, hey, me and my life is music. I can kind of play guitar. I can't sing for shit. I don't have one of those things where I can. Jen was like, I bet you could just play by ear. No, I can't. Anything I can play, I've had to force myself, and I am mediocre at best. And that's even like giving me a lot of credit. But I love music, and there's some people that don't. I feel like it's not really your shit. Like, you're not really passionate about music. There's some things you like and some you don't, but am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right. I'm not. That's not to say that I haven't been to shows or in mosh pits and not had fun, you know, listening to music, or I can't get stoned and, you know, listen to music and bob my head. But typically, if I'm going to listen to something, I typically listen to podcasts or some sort of, I don't know, something where I can like learn something or just let my monkey brain go wild. Where as opposed to listening to something musical where that seems to hit another nerve or vein, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
this could be the
yeah, some people just aren't. It's hard for me to relate to people who aren't like it's my and I am a lot of people think I love music, absolutely love music, and I love music enough to where In here, you get a lot of people who only listen to one kind of music. They claim to really love music, but they only listen to one kind of one genre. And I say that's like saying you're a foodie or being a food critic. You love food, but you only eat Mexican food. You don't try Italian or Greek or Continental or A. You only eat Mexican food, and you're like, I'm the biggest food critic. It's like, but you only so I like all kinds of music. I grew up originally. My mom was into like, she was around for the original punk scene. Like, she has pictures with the Ramones at her house, and she knew, she met and partied with Patti Smith before.
Wait a minute, I didn't know this. Mama C was punk?
Yeah.
Have you seen a picture? Have you seen a picture of her lately with her haircut?
Yeah, with the short little I have had a visit.
She's so awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, she's she got tattoos. She's got a bunch of tattoos and shit. But mom was with the MC5, and she stayed in the Chelsea Hotel. She's seen Sid Vicious and Nancy before. She's watched this. She's just been around. But because she was mom, I wasn't ever really in. You're not going to be into what your mom's into. So I was into hip hop growing up. You know, Ghetto Boys and you know, MC Hammer and Vanilla Ice when I was big, real young. But you know, Another Bad Creation. I don't know if you remember them. ABC, the little kid rappers.
Yeah,
and
I
shit.
Do remember that.
I was young. And then it went to Tupac. It was like, I think my first tape I ever got was a Tupac single, I Get Around. And then, you know, Dr. Dre and all that. So it was into gangster rap and stuff for a while. But then when we moved out to Palm Bay, linked up with some punk rock kids, you know, and really started going to punk shows and got really, those are my two favorite genres, are hip hop and punk. And punk rock shit is special to me because in order to like be into that music, you have to go to shows. That's part of it, is actually going to watch bands. And we used to go all the time. We just go to the Hustler, Sports Page, all of our friends, Corey and all them were in bands. Greg was in a band. And we would go to the House of Blues. We were naked on stage, created a rift between Kevin's band. But you know, you remember Downtown Disney too, House of Blues was there. That's my favorite venue to catch. We'd watch punk bands and hip hop. They play everything there, but that's a perfect venue because they're not yet in arenas, or if they were in arenas, they're on the downslope of their career, and it's like a smaller venue. And we had the Hard Rock Live there. So, but since then, since those being the two main ones, and I got into all kinds like underground East Coast hip hop and Cage and Idea and Ability, like a bunch of obscure shit. Same with punk music. I like a lot of the Chicago punk bands. And then later discovered the Ramones and the Sex Pistols and Iggy Pop and going, oh, my mom used to like this shit. And, you know, the punk kids I was hanging out with were like, I was like, hey, she knows. She's got pictures with these guys. They're like, what the fuck? And, but then it just branched out to, I got, like, on my old player, I got a couple of Taylor Swift songs and shit. Like, I have no guilty pleasures anymore with music. If I like it, I fucking like it. I got one Justin Bieber song on my old player.
Wait, Taylor Swift. Okay, so these are super interesting to me, and I wouldn't be able to name any of them, I don't think. But what's the Bieber song?
It's called Love Yourself. And it was written by, what's the redheaded, the ginger British guy's name?
Sam? The one with the real pretty voice?
Got curly, red hair, tattoos. She writes all his I don't know. You know I have a name, but I'm drawing a point. Everyone's going to be shouting his name out. He's just real popular. So I got Love Yourself, and I got the Taylor Swift. I actually, on my new tablet, I got a couple Taylor Swift songs off the Folklore album she's got. Because I got into, like, bluegrass and, like, folksy, like, folk Bright Eyes. I love Bright Eyes, which I dated this girl who, like, turned me on to, like, more, like, the indie-type music. I like the Pixies a lot. That was like her type stuff. The swarthy one just checked in with me. He's like, Jen, you're talking? No, I'm not. And then there's like that. Those are like the people who listen to B-52s, the more indie style shit. Rilo Kiley, Postal Service. So I listen to all kinds. I mean, when people ask to borrow my player, I'm like, all right, it's got a bunch of different shit. And one of two things happen. And 90% of the time they hand it back and go, man, you listen to weird shit, man. And they don't like it. Right? They listen to like the old Tupac I have and shit on there. And I even listen to some newer rap, like DaBaby, Lil Baby, a lot of babies. Mac Miller, I like Mac Miller a lot. Or the other smaller percentage, and this is where me and the swarthy one bonded. So go, oh shit, you have no effects on there, and Operation Ivy and Alkaline Trio, and I was so surprised that the swarthy one knew a lot about punk rock music, and specifically a lot of the obscure bands I like. So yeah, I listen to all kinds, but punk and hip hop are my mainstays. But I also like, I just got a Van Morrison song on my tablet. Lady Gaga too, got Lady Gaga shit. So I jump all over the place.
What's a Van Morrison song that I would know? Isn't there a famous Van
Morrison? Brown Eyed Girl.
That's what I thought it was, but I thought, oh, okay, Freddie, you're so stupid about music. If you even say that, you're going to get laughed out the building.
No, I do like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and you know, I've been getting into more like David Bowie, and I even got some Rolling Stones on there. Lou Reed and the Velvet Underground. I like some of that more, like 70s, 80s indie obscure shit that kind of blends a lot. Anyways, yeah, I could do whole episodes talking about music. And that's one of the things I miss the most about being in the world is going to live shows. And Monica hadn't been to a bunch of live shows, but she dove right in and really started liking, not in a way to support me, but genuinely started liking punk music. And so she would start booking, like, we're going to Riot Fest in Chicago. I got the hotel and we'd go, and that was really cool, man. Some of my best memories, like right before everything happened, me and her being at watching the Lawrence Arms in Chicago, and she's standing in front of me and I got my arms over her, you know, she's kind of holding them like I'm a backpack on her, and she's singing the songs that she now knows from listening to my old CDs. And I miss that a lot, going to live shows and stuff. On Saturday nights on TBS, they have Austin City Limits where people play live shows, and I watch them. I'm just like, man, I can't wait until I get out and I get to go see live music. Billie Eilish, I like Billie Eilish a lot too. So yeah, so I'm all over the place.
You know what's something
that main one?
By the way, the whole world misses shows. I mean, there's not a whole lot of shows going on that I'm aware of. Because of the current circumstances. So that there's a whole, like, sect of people, of young people, and not just young people, but, you know, you do that shit more when you're young, that, yeah, I'm sure misses that type of shit. But, hey, can we just broach the subject real quick? Yeah, we've got, like, 3 minutes left. Maybe 2 minutes left. It seems like you and I, oddly, differ on our hip-hop choices. And you're very eclectic with this type of stuff, and I'm like not. Like, okay, I grew up listening to, I listened to hip-hop when I was young, but when I was like real young, I listened to country music. And then somewhere around the Toby Keith era, I was like, ooh, they're tricking people. They're when Toby Keith started writing his own shit, and he had these, you know, How Do You Like Me Now, and just like, just these different songs.
I ain't as good as I once was.
Yeah, and it was just like pandering.
I think I like that song. That's probably my only song that I like.
Yeah, that one isn't terrible, but they do seem to all like pander to a specific genre.
Rough
that
wrong.
Doesn't. Yeah, and they don't get it that they're being whatever. I don't hate any of those people, but yeah, that wasn't for me. So I found myself, you know, it was early 90s, so, you know, Nirvana, Alice in Chains, blah, blah, blah. But while that was going on, I think one of my very first tapes, my first tape, was definitely Def Leppard. I think I was
Public
12.
Enemy.
Yes, and Public Enemy was then like the next 6 months later or something, Fear of a Black Planet. And that you know, growing up as a white kid and then hearing all this stuff that I've never had to think about before, and I'm like, God damn. And that, I think, kind of, I feel like that is built a little militancy.
You have 1 minute remaining.
All right, but who cares about Freddie? What I really wanted to get at is you seem to really hone in closer to great lyricists. And for whatever reason, I'm like, I like Gucci Mane. Like, I don't give a fuck if you're mumbling. If the beat makes my head bob, that's what I want. If you say words fast and cool, well, great. Like, okay, I guess, whatever, but I want my head to bob.
You kind of, I'm going to hit you back one more time. We'll wrap this up. But you kind of made some references when we were deciding on what music to use. You were talking about the Low Life Future beat and stuff that I was kind of surprised. I'm like, oh, he's out there listening to some trap music and shit. I can appreciate, like, my favorite shit is, like, people who are saying something that means something. But I also really liked Master P and fucking the No Limit shit and Cash Money stuff. I know what those songs and that music is for.
Thank you for using GTL.
But yeah, the great thing about music is I think there's a time, place, and situation for almost any genre of music. And so I understand, like, I laugh at the lyrics, like the old shit Master P was saying, because it's so fucking ridiculous and so unskilled. But there's that moment where sometimes I want to listen to ignorant fucking rap. You know what I mean? The one genre I don't really, never been into is like techno. And people say, well, but have you listened to house music though? Well, you'll probably like jungle or drum and bass. I don't like any of it. It's not my shit. The closest thing is there's some dubstep-ish things that I could see being appropriate at certain times. But I like lyrics with my stuff. But I totally respect your vibe on some of that stuff. Some of the newer stuff, hip hop is a mumble rap.
Yeah,
and I even.
A lot of people that I would run into that are in your camp are like, you know, yeah, it's fucking stupid, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that makes my head bob. Yeah. What do you want? I'm sorry.
Well, I don't, there was, one of the things I've gotten better at as I've gotten older is I let go of that. This is where the me and the swarthy one get into it, because he's still this guy. He has a certain, he's given himself this definition of who he is and what he likes, and then we'll just shit on everything else. And he's more important than listening to a song and giving it a chance. He's the guy. And I used to very much be the guy that's like, yeah, well, I don't really listen to shit like that, man. I'm more into like, and then you go a list, a bunch of fucking obscure music. And you're like, I'm better than you. I'm not like that. I said one of the big revelations was I don't have any more guilty pleasures when it comes to music. I don't feel guilty about it. If I like it, I got 5 Lady Gaga songs. They're all from A Star Is Born, which is like her country-ish type stuff. And I even got, I mean, this kind of surprised you since we reconnected. I even got a lot of country on my shit. I like that old George Jones and you know, obviously like Johnny Cash and all that outlaw country and stuff. But even some like newer stuff like Midland, that's one of the things that I still have access to for the most part is music. And I don't limit myself and I don't have like, I don't shit on someone like that's ignorant rap. There's a time and place for ignorant rap, and I appreciate that there's a time and place for it. You know what I mean? Which wasn't me back in the day. You probably wouldn't be surprised to know that I was the guy that said, oh, you listen to that? Well, if you really knew about anything, you would realize that Blink 182, they're sellouts, and you want to really be listening to 15 and whatever. You know what I mean? I don't do that shit.
Oh, no, you were a bit of a diva about that type of stuff. But you were young. When we're young and still trying to figure out our ID and our ego and all that, you know, you hold stuff fast, tight to the chest. That once you grow up a little bit, you're like, why am I holding that so close to the chest? Like, who gives a fuck? Nobody cares. But I will. And yet, I don't want to listen to hip hop that doesn't come out of Atlanta. So, I'm a bit of an idiot as well.
Let me ask you this though: do you listen to Juice WRLD? He's one of my favorite. He's I'm passed away recently, but he's out of Atlanta. But he's got his own unique. He's kind of emo with the shit he talks about. He's all sad and depressed and an addict and popping pills and all that stuff.
No, I haven't. He hasn't came onto my radar. And usually, and this is, I'm a little bit embarrassed to admit this, but warts and all, This is going to come.
Come on, let's come with it. Let's hear it.
So typically, I date women that are younger than me, and mm-hmm. one of the advantages of this is to stay young, to stay current, to stay what's up, to see what's still going on. So when you're dating someone younger, they also know the music better. Or at least better than I do. And I say that I could be. You know, there could be a 50-year-old that I may date that may know more than about current music than I would ever dream of. You know what I mean? But it just seems like the younger generation knows music better. So I get introduced to it, and you know what? Maybe I need to start. Maybe you know what? Maybe it's Dick Pill time, so I can find out who this. What is it? Juice WRLD.
Juice WRLD. Yeah.
Oh, well, perfect.
You know,
I already like the reference.
You might have heard that I also date women younger than me, and then I've broken an all new personal record by dating a 23-year-old who loves music, by the way, and she leans on me for like the newer hip hop stuff. Like I introduced her to Juice WRLD and like the Baby, Lil Baby, like some of that stuff. And she ironically listens to like some older stuff, but on like the folksy side, she introduced me to Phoebe Bridgers, who I just got some of her stuff, who's like more folk, super emotional type sad stuff. And then we
3% of our audience that's one talking about, and I'm not one
that's one of I think she won a Grammy kind of recently or up or something, but that's one of our common grounds where we can link up. And if she says like you would love this, like she did with Phoebe Bridgers, I was like, oh okay, I gotta go listen to it because we're similar enough. But yeah, so I know what you mean by trying to keep up on that, and then I'll put her hip to like one of my favorite lyricists ever is Bright Eyes. Connor Oberst is in Bright Eyes. Go check that out. And then that's interesting to me that you said people ask that, because I always wonder that about people. I wonder what kind of music they listen to, and no one's ever asked that. And I was thinking about that recently. Like, no one's ever asked that. I wonder what people would assume about me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I know it's kind of dickish, but it's a question that I'm like, yeah, we're not asking them that. I don't need to hear 57 bands I've never heard of, or maybe I've heard of, but I've never listened to, and I don't care to listen to it.
Yeah.
I could give a fuck.
I'm not giving him, I'm not bringing this soapbox for him. He can build his own.
That's kinda, yeah. But,
he wants to stand on it.
But this, unnamed, clearly British gentleman that, wanted to leave take the time to leave a voice message, an audio message, then I feel like we had to play it. He wasn't Irish, was he?
You mean the
That's how this topic got brought up.
Yeah. It was I believe it was Ghost Gerbil's little brother, Phantasm Hamster. I don't know. Spirit Hamster.
Hey, it's gerbils. Hamsters are a lesser creature and not worthy.
So yeah, so the beautifully delivered British accent. Yeah. So there you go. I listen to a little bit of everything minus techno, but my two main things are probably punk rock music and hip hop.
Yeah, and I think I shared that.
Rock.
I don't. It's hard for me to get into the whole techno thing as well, but I don't know. I don't hate you if you're into it. It's hard for me to.
It seems like that could be in your wheelhouse because it's not lyric heavy and it's just rhythm. I just don't like the rhythm and shit. And I think there's a thing. You remember when the rave scene was real big in Florida? Like that whole scene annoyed me. Like the pacifiers and the gin. It just was too much for me. I didn't like it.
All right. Okay.
I didn't like it. It was annoying. Like shut up with the damn neon pacifier. Get away from me.
What about like the glow sticks? Those were kind of fun.
Oh, corny as hell. I just didn't like it.
Oh, and you don't like drugs like, all of a sudden? You don't like drugs? So
no, I did like that. And it. I was, but I was, I never got big on that. But when I did, I used to say this. I sold more ecstasy than I ever did. But I've done it a couple times. And I used to say, would it make me like a different style of music? And I remember the couple times I did, I would listen to Outkast. I would eat X and listen to Outkast. Because they got kind of trippy-ish beats and stuff, you know?
Oh no, Outkast would be good to listen to on that. Or you know, when I need some Outkast in my life. Or that. Wait a minute.
Yeah,
they're from Atlanta. Okay, it checks out.
Yeah, I got those are some of the main. It's a big deal when I buy a full album on the kiosk instead of just individual songs because you know they're $15 to $20, and that's damn near half my monthly income. And you can't subvert that, but that's come right off your account. So I have the ATLians album. By them, their original one, their first album, second and their third album.
Oh, you have multiple Outkast albums. Let's ask about this this genre that I seem, that of course I gravitated to a little bit, and I'm sure you did as well. What about the Rage Against the Machine type of genre?
Yeah, they're good. They're like in their own little genre. They say the legend is that they got signed their first show. You know, they've got a, I've got a couple Rage Against the Machine Rage songs on my old player. You know, we were definitely into the political stuff, and they were old Zach De La Rocha was out there. He does hip hop almost exclusively now, and the other guys, Tom, they got together with Chuck D actually.
And oh, you know about like, this. Okay, yeah.
What are they called?
Tom Morello, Chuck D, and the dude from Cypress Hill. Be Real, I think.
Be Real? Yeah. Be Real. Yeah. Yeah, and, yeah, what I never got into is really, like, the grunge stuff either. I never really liked grunge or hair metal, which you kind of mentioned. But other than that, man, I think the band's name?
Jesus. Prophets of Rage?
They had some play on Rage. Prophets of Rage, yep.
Okay.
I still get Rolling Stone magazine. That's one of the subscriptions I get, so I get to keep up with music that way too.
Flex.
The biggest streams, like 9 out of 10 most streamed songs of this year are hit rap, and it's Lil Uzi Vert, Lil Baby, DaBaby, Juice WRLD, Megan Thee Stallion. Even Eminem has a murder to be music, a music to be murdered by. It's actually
got
to
be some Cardi B.
Yeah, she has the WAP song with Megan Thee Stallion, but she's kind of a couple. She's like 2 years ago, a year ago, with popularity. She tied her shit to, with that single WAP, what ass vagina.
I thought she was super popular before that, but that did seem to resonate and even like go across genre, not even genres, but like. Types of people. All right, you know what? This is no longer about prison. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Are you ready to get out of here?
Yeah. Wet ass pussy.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, I'm ready to get out of here.
That seems kind of loud.
Speaking of all outdated.
To learn more about Bobby and prison reform, go to notesfromthepen.com. This has been another Notes from the Pen production.
And we are. Wait, Bobby, I don't know if you wanted to end it with this, but one more ladies' wear.
Hello, this is ladies' wear. This goes out to the 15-pack and captain and the prison industrial complex's native son. I just called to say I love what you're doing, and you two are lucky I don't believe in rape, because if I did, I'd rape you.
What the fuck is that? I
believe in it, like it, whether it exists or not, it
Santa
definitely
Claus.
Exists. You're lucky I don't think it exists.
But if I did, what?
Good luck getting to me, bud.
Stand in line.
Good luck. Yeah. All right. Well, now he can't really complain as much. We love him. We do love him. And we love all the pets out there. All right, well, we got this in the can. You sure that Midwestern shit I just can? We got this in the can because,
in our can.
But it's still up in the air whether, you know, they did this whole scabies thing and then everyone had to get rid of all their extra blankets and maybe a blanket was taken from my cell during a shakedown, and I don't know if there's going to be a contraband removal ticket, and there could be 2 or 3 days of LOP coming up. So we wanted to get this out there, and I feel better having it.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Hopefully you don't have too much editing to do. Hopefully that getting that first phone call one on to the board one.
Let's address the issue here. I think you're going a little bit in too hard, bud. You got LOP because you had an extra blanket. I'm starting to worry about you.
I know. Don't tell Joe. He's going to really judge me.
Oh, I'm calling Joe immediately, or I'll drop it off to...
Have you talked to him?
I'll text his mom, Mama Kim. I haven't.
How's he doing? Did you talk to him?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right. Well, if I check in with you tomorrow, I'll still be living the free life.
All right.
And I'll leave you alone so you can get some shit done. I love you, kid. And I'm glad we cleared some of that shit up in a way that is actually real and not just us going, well, we agree to disagree.
Yeah, well, that's what we do. That's what I'm here for.
All right, bro.
All right, dog.
And have mom send you that picture of the shirt when she gets it today. I'm excited to check it out. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, man. See you.